Member Helen Hawkins to stand up and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. If we could...
For those members who haven't signed in for the roll call, could you do that for me now?
We have excused absences from Mr. Minner and from Mr. Dodd.
Were you afraid? Did I say that, like, hurry up and do that?
I'd like to do that. I would entertain a motion to approve the March 15th minutes and also the April 19th minutes.
I make a motion to approve those minutes.
Mrs. Hawkins?
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. I would like to now begin with the awards, beginning with the awards we have for, I'd like to invite Eve Drucki to come forward. Eve is our resource education coordinator, and then we will call the various award winners to the front.
Good evening. As Chairman Prenzler said, my name is Eve Drucki, and I am the resource education coordinator for Madison County through the Planning and Development Department. This evening we have some students to recognize, but I'll start by telling you a little bit about our program. What our program does is it provides educational opportunities and resources as well as logistical support for any private or public Madison County school who wishes to participate. This program is actually now in its 27th year, and I'm proud to announce that by our estimations we have impacted roughly 19,000 local students this year. Part of what we do is to help ensure that students are able to understand and provide some good practices for what sort of resources we have in Madison County, as well as promote thought about what wonderful things Madison County has to offer. So as part of that program, we also sometimes have competitions and contests. And we have many contests this year, including our Photo Voice Photography Competition, our Clean Air Bookmark Competition, which is co-sponsored by Madison County Health Department, and our Trashformations Innovation Competition, which is a really interesting competition. What that does is it promotes sort of innovation and critical thought for the creation of objects that can be used from materials that would otherwise be thrown away. So we have a lot of participants here waiting to get their awards. Before we get started on the actual awards, I'm excited to share with you some changes that will be coming for our 28th year this year. One of the most important practices of our program is to be guided by needs of residents and institutions in our county. And with that principle in mind, we're going to be making some changes in order to sharpen our program. I'm excited to announce that the program is going to undergo some significant changes, including actively listening to and collaborating with local leadership, educators, and teachers in both public and private schools, as well as homeschool organizations, so that we can offer our resources to all Madison County residents and students. We like to actively listen to what our residents need and make changes to reflect that. So we think that resource education is about performing with efficiency and using what we have wisely and responding to our needs locally. So I'm thrilled to share that what you'll see from us this time next year is sort of a new, improved, and very sharply focused program that answers needs of students and residents. So our school year was officially concluded last week. We had a big celebration that included teachers and students from all over the county to celebrate the impact that they've made on their schools and on their communities. We have some of those students who are here with us this evening to receive recognition for the various programs that they, or competitions that they won, and Chairman Prenzler will announce those names.
Thank you, Eve. First, we'd like to invite Ellie Bozart from Zion Lutheran School in Bethalto up front for the Photo Voice Photography Competition Award. And I'd also like to invite two county board members from Bethalto, County Board Member Tom McRae and Chrissy Dutton, if you could all come forward, please. Next, we have two winners of the Trash Formation Competition Award, Jake Benson and Camden Baser, both of Warden Elementary in Edwardsville, and I would like to invite County Board Member Phil Chapman to come to the front. We have a second Trash Formation Competition Award winner, Mia Pope of St. Jacob Elementary of St. Jacob, and I'd like to invite County Board Member David Michael to come to the front.
Mr. Chairman, over here, Kurt. I think that might be the first time the winner is actually older than the county board member.
We have a third Trash Formation Competition Award winner, Carly Sadler of Columbus School, Edwardsville, and unfortunately, county board member Jack Minner is not here tonight. Next, I would like to invite IT Director Rob Dorman to the front to present an award to Dave Parazon, a GIS mapping award.
Where's Steve? A lot of people don't think IT unless there's a problem with their computer and stuff. But this is Dave Parazon, and what he did helped us keep Madison County from flooding. He developed an online mapping system of the stormwater and drainage system that really helped out with the special service area. So, Dave, in recognition of your hard work, I got this for you. In recognition of Dave Parazon and staff of the Information Technology Department on the accomplishment of the 2017 GIS Sewer Mapping Project, thank you for your time and effort.
And next, if we could go to our public speakers this evening. We have five, and the first is W.H. Rogers. And if you could please come down to the front. We do have rules. There's a maximum of 3 minutes that's permitted when you begin speaking. Madam Clerk will begin the timing, and then I believe there will be I will sound the gavel at 30 seconds when you have 30 seconds left. And you should also feel free to leave your speech or any notes with Madam Clerk here to be entered into the record of the meeting.
I'm William H. Rogers. I'm here against this rezoning of property at 5429 Merrillville Road. It's B1 business, limited business, and they want to change it to a multiple family dwelling. They're supposed to do this. The zoning board says it should be on 2 acres of land. He has a half acre of land. And also, it's supposed to be 25 feet from the road. Now, he's only 12 feet. And he says he's going to have just those apartments. But right now, there was a store there. And it has 2 apartments up over it. And so now he's already built 4 apartments down under that without any permits or anything. And he also told down around the fire department, I heard that he was going to build 6 to 8 more on a half acre of the land. And so no way it'd be safe. Another thing, our property value would go down. And I had a petition with 86 names on it. And so that means 86 families is against it. And on site, we had 15 to 20 people there. And so the neighborhood is against it. We're trying to keep our place looking as good as we can, safe as we can. And we just don't think it'll be good for our neighborhood. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Rogers. Feel free to leave any notes with Madam Clerk here. Feel free to leave any notes or documents if you'd like to enter into the record. Okay, Mr. Scott Peary, if you could please come forward. Is Scott Peary here? Evidently not. Let's go on to Eddie Lee. Is there an Eddie Lee here today? You could please come down to the front.
He's the Shadow Township Supervisor.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Mr. Lee, I think you know the rules. 3 minutes? Okay.
Okay, my apologies first because I'm not a public speaker, so I'll try to keep it short and clean. My name is Eddie Lee. I'm the supervisor of Shoto Township, and I want to take a few minutes of your time to thank the board members who serve on the Planning and Development Committee and Wayne Brindle. I want to thank them for their support on Resolution Z170004 and ask you to support them also. But most of all, I'd like to thank them for making the people of our community feel that their voices were heard. I've been supervisor for Shoto Township for 16 years. And over the last few years, I've seen a lot of people in our area lose faith in the county government. Whenever I have a resident in my office and we're talking about one subject or the other, and I tell them I have to bring it up to the county, they start rolling their eyes and say, well, we're wasting our time. If you've ever been a trustee or a supervisor of a township, you know that 75% of the time when you have a problem with violations, and most of the time it's owned by someone or some company that don't even live within your township. And they're usually the first ones to protest their taxes. I want to thank you for making the people feel like their voices were heard. And thank you for making them feel like they can believe in our county government again. Thank you.
Is William White in the audience this evening? If you could come down front. William White. Evidently, William White's not here. Is a James Steele in the audience this evening? Evidently not. If we could move on to the appointments.
Mr. Presley?
Yes.
In light of those two not showing up, I believe there was another entity that would like to have spoke tonight, being that we don't have 5 speakers. Could we possibly hear from the fire chief whose member is being replaced today?
State Park Fire Department.
Madam Clerk believes that's in violation of the ordinance that we have for this, so we'll continue to go into the appointments. And we do have a number of appointments. I would like to, in order to permit Helen Hawkins to participate in this meeting and vote in this meeting, I would like to move her appointment to the very end of the meeting. And I would like to go ahead and approach all of these appointments on your agenda with a voice vote, if we could do that. And now, and I would entertain any of these to be pulled off. To be pulled off for a separate vote. So if anyone would like to, yes,
I'd like
Ms. Gorman?
Separate 14.
14, okay.
Is that the right
one? Any others? Hearing none, if I would entertain a motion to
take a motion to approve.
Mr. Walters?
Second.
Second, Mr. Holliday. All in favor of approving all of the appointments, except for the one that we're going to vote on separately, number 14.
And number 6, too.
6C.
And also not 6C, correct. Thank you very much. And so all the appointments other than 6C and 14A, all in favor, signify with an aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. If we could go then to 14A, and this is the proposed appointment of Curtis Outland for a 3-year term to replace Bill Ellis as on the State Park Fire Protection District. Yes, Mr. Parkinson.
I would like to hear from the State Park Fire Protection Chief on this matter. I believe he has some things he would like to say in this regard to the board, if you would allow that.
No, sir.
All right. Secondly, the job of a fireman in this country is very difficult. These are public servants that serve their constituents. They put their own life in jeopardy. They deserve to have somebody that they trust, that will have their back, that they know will have their back, will get them the services and the goods that they need to do their job on a daily basis. We've heard from them at the last meeting that they really like the job that Bill Ellis is doing, and for some reason, it's not being heard. We keep putting a different name in there. This is the second month in a row. I don't understand why this is a difficult thing. This guy's doing a fine job. They support him. I've had numerous phone calls from them. I've spoke to them numerous times over the past month. They're adamant about this guy. They love this guy. I think that in today's world, with the difficult job that firemen have, that we should give them all the support that they need and give them the people that they want to have their back. And I think the board should clearly speak tonight and back these firemen on this. I don't think there's anything more important on this agenda tonight than that, backing your firemen and what they want. And they clearly want this guy. They're fighting hard to keep their man. And I think we should give them that.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman,
yes,
Mr. I make a motion that we approve Curtis Outland.
Mr. Chairman.
We have a motion and a second, but Mr. Asadorian, would you please go ahead and make a comment, if you would?
You know, and I thank Board Member Mike Parkinson. Being a firefighter for 33 years, it's not too often you have a mutual respect from the chief to the grunt. It's not that often, and when you have that, it's positive throughout the department. I had a conversation earlier with somebody that I'm confused now, because I was told that others are on board with this, and I'm finding out as I get here that no, that's not true. So I don't know if there's a miscommunication or what, but when firefighters and fire chiefs and boards, and these guys have it more difficult than we did. You know, they're volunteers. Okay, that's an additional burden on them. And when they all work in a proper manner for the betterment of the community, and we should encourage that. and not try and disrupt anything. Yeah, just words from somebody that's been there.
Thank you, Mr. Asadorian. Yes, Ms. Novosich.
Thank you, Chairman. I just want you guys to look around the room and see our firefighters that we have here tonight from State Park. You know, they're coming out here because they are in support of Bill Ellis. And I've heard from some of them, and it's not anything negative against Mr. Outland. It's just Mr. Ellis understands and knows the position, knows the job, and they would like to retain him. These guys go through so much training, so much time away from their families. They're volunteers. I think we need to let them have what they want, and that is Mr. Ellis retain on their board. Thank you.
Yes. Ms. Glasper?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. Let me just ditto what Ms. Novosich said. I've heard from a lot of the firemen, and my support still goes for Bill Ellis. I've talked to them, and they've expressed to me their desires as far as their working relationship with Mr. Ellis, and I would like to see Mr. Ellis remain, but since we have another recommendation, it's nothing personal against Mr. Outland, but we would like to honor the wishes of the firemen. They are volunteers. They're doing this of their own will, so I would like to see that, and Mr. Outland, it's not my recommendation. Again, Mr. Bill Ellis was.
Thank you. Any other comments?
I make a motion to table to the next meeting.
Mr. Parkinson, we've got a motion on the table.
I'm making
already.
A motion to table it to the next meeting for further consideration.
A motion to table supersedes. I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion to table. If I could call.
Second Mike Walter's motion.
Okay.
Yes.
We should.
Could
yes.
Could I speak on yes, that?
Yes, Ms. Hawkins.
Yes, Mr. Outlet is also supported by many fire chiefs of the past, by the community there, by his church, outstanding citizen, and nothing against Mr. Ellis. It's just that Mr. Outlet had been recommended to me. The district is shared south in the State Park, please. District 16 and District 23. So I have never gotten involved with the fire department or any other for what people want. It's just that so many people wanted this change. Thank you. So I support Mr. Outland.
I'd like to comment one more time.
I don't believe the motion is to table is appropriate because the motion
it
was made and it was seconded.
Can we get a legal opinion on that? I believe a motion to table supersedes
yes,
any motion.
A motion to table?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and let's vote on the motion to table this appointment.
Art, could you second? Then this needs to be a roll call vote.
And this will be a roll call vote. So, roll call.
Yes, to table.
This is the motion to table the appointment 14A, Curtis Outland for State Park Fire Protection District. The motion fails. We go back to Mr. Walter's motion. If we could call for a roll call vote on the motion to approve Curtis Outland.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. I believe that there should be, pardon me, Mr. Madison, I have the floor. I believe that there should be discussion involved on this motion on the floor.
Okay.
We had discussion on tabling or should have.
Okay. Any discussion?
I do.
Mr. Holliday.
Is this in Ms. Gussie Glasper's district?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Should that not be her recommendation as follow for that position?
Not necessarily.
That's been the protocol for past.
Yes, Mr.
I would
Walters.
Disagree with my seatmate here. There have been many a times where Republicans did not get who they wanted and they were approved. So. I believe this is also.
I thought this is a bipartisan position.
Ms. Novosich, please don't interrupt, Mr.
Mrs.
Walters.
Hawkins has part of that district, and she has been the one that has asked for this appointment. So we do have somebody from that area that did make this appointment.
Any additional discussion? Mr. Parkinson.
Yeah, if this vote goes the way that the vote to table went, I just want everybody in this room, that it's a voter in this county, to see what's going on here, that the voters aren't being heard.
Okay, any further discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Chairman, could I have last question?
Yes, Mr. Moore.
Is this gentleman, his experience, is he experienced firefighter? Does he have a background in this area?
No.
Mr. Outland is a resident of State Park. He's a member of Alpha and Omega Church. He is he works at Luby Equipment Company in Caseyville in heavy equipment maintenance. And his son was a volunteer fireman on the State Park.
Excuse me.
My father was a mailman. It doesn't make me one. Yeah.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Isidorian.
Yeah, and, you know, again, as a firefighter, I'd like to speak on that issue as far as experience goes. When you're making decisions, they're going to affect people's lives. And without sounding dramatic, decisions you make are going to affect firefighters' lives. I would hope somebody would have some idea of what's going on in the fire service. I mean, look, we had a guy that was a meat cutter that told us in Granite City what kind of fire truck we should get. A meat cutter. Okay, we don't tell him how to cut meat. He doesn't need to be telling us what kind of equipment to buy. And the same thing here. You know, you need somebody with some knowledge and some background. Just because his son was for a while and is no longer there for whatever reasons, and questionable at best, you know, we shouldn't just say, well, he's qualified because of this and this. He has no fire science background, none, zilch, zero. And he's going to be making decisions that are going to affect these young men's lives. I don't like that.
Thank you, Mr. Isidorian. Any further discussion? Mr. Chapman.
Yes, as a point of information, it might be helpful for the board to understand what moved you to recommend this particular person for this position. I'm not saying it's wrong. I just, that information might be helpful to everyone.
Ms. Hawkins, would you like to speak to that point?
What was that again?
Mr. Chapman is wanting to know why we are not recommending Mr. Ellis.
No, that isn't what I said at all, Mr. Chairman. What I said and questioned very clearly is, with no rancor towards anyone, I asked what were the reasons that this particular person's name was advanced to be in this position. That's what I asked.
Because I think in speaking with other county board members, and I did speak with Ms. Glasper and went over the reasons why Ms. Hawkins and Ms. Champoli, who also have adjoining districts, believe that Mr. Outland is the best candidate for this position, that he's well qualified, that he's an ethical individual, and that he can add something to that fire district. Yes. Any additional discussion? Mr. Parkinson, you've already spoken. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
I had a question.
No.
Mr. Chairman?
We're having a roll call, Ms. Kuhn. I'm sorry, we're too late. Roll call. This is a motion to appoint Curtis Outland to the State Park Fire Protection District.
I know. I don't know what to do. I did have my hand up trying to ask a question.
I'm sorry, Ms. Kuhn. We called roll call already before you raised your hand.
No, Judy.
I'm going to abstain on the basis that I have some questions that I'm not getting answered.
Motion passes. Let's go on to the executive committee. I would entertain a motion, Mr. Walters, on the executive committee to bring in the resolution.
Well, unfortunately, I wasn't there, so would you rather have somebody that was there do that?
Yes. Ms. Champoli, would you like to bring in the resolution from the executive committee that we had last night?
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the executive committee has one resolution, a resolution authorizing the intergovernmental agreement between Madison County and the City of Madison pertaining to the sale of excess property.
Any discussion?
I'm make that in form of a motion?
No, you do not.
Second.
Yes, yes. So that's not on the agenda. Okay. Any discussion?
But it's on their agenda.
Okay, and I'm sorry. On your agenda, we are not going forward on the resolution with the between Madison County and the City of Edwardsville. So this is the only resolution coming out of the Executive Committee. And we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Yes.
Okay, roll call.
I have a question.
I'm sorry. Who's speaking?
Over here.
No. Oh, Mr. Holliday.
Can you expound a little bit about what this they came up with?
Mr. Heumann, do you like to speak to this?
Yeah, the City of Madison has agreed to take the old Madison Firehouse back from the county, and we've agreed to terms to for $1.
Any further discussion? Roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Madison, would you please bring in a resolution from the Facilities Management Committee and the Finance Government Operations Committee?
Yes, thank you. Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, we have one resolution to award tonight to contract for the replacement lock project for the Madison County Facilities Management Department, and I move for its adoption.
Any discussion?
I just had a question.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
I had a question.
Yes.
Nick, can you just give me a brief, what's the project? Why are we changing out locks?
Yes. Well, due to some things that we had happen earlier, there were some questions about people getting into people's office after the change of leadership. We decided that we needed to look into that and see if there was anything that we needed to do to make sure that all the employees were safe. And make sure that the offices that should be were secure. So what we found is that for many, many years, there had not been a key management system in place whatsoever. There were several master keys. There was not a really good system to determine who'd had them. It's unknown how many copies of keys over the years may have been made. So we looked into it, and the committee decided that it would be wise to go through, keep all the same hardware on the locks that we have, not get into a crazy, expensive, elaborate system, but to replace the cores of all the locks, come up with a spreadsheet from the person who won the bid is going to provide us with a spreadsheet to help us have accountability for the keys so we know who has them. We also, there will be master keys for each department head, but only for their department. There will be some grandmaster keys for the top leadership, which I believe is two or three keys max, and we will have an accountability system run by facilities management so we don't have to look back and have something like this happen down the road. We can have more accountability. The numbers that came in, the low two bids were one from Philadelphia for $41,000 even, and the winning bid was actually $124 higher for $41,124. That was locks A to Z out of Maryville. And the reason we chose to go with the second low bid was because the first low bid they were going to have the locksmith and keys provided locally, but they hadn't determined who was going to do that yet. And we decided the $124 would be worth it to go to a local company who we knew we were dealing with.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Hearing none. Yes, Mr. Parkinson.
Will these this new system, will it have a way to let us know who is going into these offices? Is it a swipe card that will tell us whose idea it was or anything like that to let us know who's going to these offices maybe after hours per se?
No, we elected not to go with a system that elaborate. There's already cameras throughout the building, and we decided instead of having overkill there, we'd live with the camera system that we have, and we would rekey the locks so we were much more secure.
Any additional?
And we would be more accountable with the key system that we have today.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none and having a motion and a second on the floor, roll call. Motion carries. Ms. Champoli, would you please bring in from the Finance and Government Operations Committee summary report of claims and transfers, and also the resolution of purchase equipment.
Mr. Chairman, are you asking her to bring in D and E?
Would you like to bring in
E separately?
Okay.
Separately. Okay.
Would you bring in please D1?
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, we have the summary of report of claims and transfers to be put on file and voted on. Can I have a motion for that?
Make a motion.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Yes, there is a second.
Yes.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Ms. Champoli, again, the resolution of purchase of equipment. Could you bring that in, please?
Finance, Government, Operations Committee, Public Safety Committee, and Judicial Committee has a resolution to purchase equipment for police patrol vehicles for the Madison County Sheriff's Office. Can I make that in the form of a motion?
Second.
Having a second, first and second, motion and second, any discussion? Mr. Walters.
Yeah, just to let you know, the Judiciary Committee, we were supposed to have a special meeting today to approve the additional amount that came in. We did not get it posted, but at the next meeting, we will do an amended resolution for the additional amount. So I did talk to our attorney, and he agreed that we could go ahead and vote on this so that the police department could get going on it and not have to wait a month.
Very good, thank you. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Jones, as chairman of the Grants Committee, could you please bring in two resolutions?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, my fellow board members. Grants Committee has a resolution authorizing a public infrastructure loan to the Village of Warden. Also a resolution authorizing a park and recreation loan to the City of Alton. Make a motion on this.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Need to confirm.
Motion carries. Mr. Jones, also the Grants Committee, could you please bring in the resolution awarding the professional service agreement?
Fellow board members, Grants Committee and Finance Committee and the Government Operations Committee has a resolution awarding a professional service agreement for the venue event rental for the MIC Summit. Make this a form of motion. Sorry.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Goggin, as chairman of the IT committee, could you please bring in one resolution?
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the IT and finance committees have one item for your consideration this evening, a resolution to purchase annual ArcGIS software maintenance contract renewal for Madison County Information Technology, and I move for its adoption.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Wesley is chairman of the Personnel Committee. Could you please bring in a resolution?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. I have one resolution to bring forward to this committee, this board, and it relates to the participation by elected officials in the IMRF program. And this resolution calls for those elected officials participating fill out the proper paperwork that verifies they are working the allotted number of hours per year to be eligible to participate. And I ask for its adoption.
I second.
Having a motion and a second, any discussion?
I have a question.
Yes,
Does this exceed the hours that the state requires? I thought that the state required like so many hours a month, which came out to less than this.
Mr. Wesley?
This resolution came from IMRF to our county, and it requires participation of 1,000 hours per year for elected officials.
Okay.
Any additional discussion?
Yes,
Ms. Hawkins.
Yes, I'd just like to say I've been on this county board for 15 years. I never enrolled in it, nor did I 25 years as town clerk, because I did not put in the proper hours. But people who do definitely deserve it.
Yes, thank you, Ms. Hawkins. And Mr. Fasson?
Yes, Mr. Wesley. That pertains strictly to county board members, not county-wide elected officials?
No, this resolution is for the county-wide elected officials. The board, back in, I believe, November or December, eliminated eligibility for all county board members. Those that were in the program prior to that were grandfathered in at the place where they maintain their retirement, but their participation does not go forward from there. So this is for countywide elected officials.
Any additional discussion or questions? Hearing none. Well, roll call.
Excuse me.
Yes, Mr. Assidori.
Do we have countywide elected officials that don't work 1,000 hours a year? I don't know who can answer that. I mean, I want to make sure we don't accidentally kick somebody out that, you know.
Yeah, it's just IMRF requires for a pension that the official works 1,000 hours, and that's pretty typical. There's no change here from the past. Go ahead, Brad.
What this resolution really does, Art, is identifies the state statute, and if you work less than 1,000 hours, biannually, I believe, correct, Mr. Wesley, you will get a certification, and they will send that to the countywide elected and provide them this document, and they will certify that they have worked in excess of 1,000 hours to maintain their enrollment in IMRF. That's all this is. This is just getting in line with the state statute, and then basically lining it up so that they will have to certify.
Well, yeah, but my question was, do we have elected county officials that don't work 1,000 hours a week,
That would
year?
Probably be up to the countywide elected official, but I can't imagine, since they're all full-time positions, that they
right.
would not do
right.
the 2,000
yeah,
hours
that,
a year.
I didn't think we had anybody that didn't work that.
Yes, Mr. Parkinson.
Well, for example, today I spent the entire battery life of my phone listening to complaints from people on how the county's being run, and I'm wondering who would verify the amount of hours that I work today. How would I verify that under this?
There are guidelines, Mr. Chairman, within that document that tells what is acceptable to record and what is not acceptable from a standpoint of the number of hours each official works.
Any other discussion? Yes, Mr. Fasson.
This is one document verifying what you've done for the year.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Maxwell, as chairman of the Planning and Development Committee, would you please bring in zoning resolutions?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. We are going to pull out Z170009 separately. And Mr. Moore, do you still wish to pull out Z170014 exclusively?
Yes, and I also want to pull out 0018 too, please.
And 18. Okay. Mr. Chairman, if it please the chairman, I would request that Mr. Pollard, bring in Z170009, as I have a conflict with that one, sir.
Okay. Mr. Pollard, would you please make a motion to bring in zoning resolution Z17-0009?
Sure. Recommendations for February 28, 2017 for resolution Z17-009, petition of Retail Place LLC, owner of record, requesting a zoning map amendment and preliminary plat approval in order to rezone two tracts of land consisting of 105.5 acres from A, agricultural district, to R2, single-family residential district. And I move for its adoption.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah. On 009, was this not recommended? It was denied?
Yes, it was denied.
So,
recommended, that's the zoning board's recommendation also.
So we have a motion on the floor. Any in the a vote in favor of this motion, the motion is to deny, correct? Okay, so any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Maxwell.
Resolution Z170016, petition of David Slimmer requesting a special use permit in order to have a landscaping business on site in Hamel Township. Was approved by the committee, and I move for its adoption, sir.
This is just, you're speaking a little quickly. Z17-0016.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, resolution Z170018, petition of Tim Reeb, applicant for owner of record, Kristen Wardlow and Heavenly Rhythm Dance Studio, requesting a zoning map amendment in order to rezone a 1.5 acre tract of land from agricultural to B2 general business district in Jarvis Township, was approved by all members of the board, and I move for its adoption.
Second. Mr. Chairman, if I could add a comment.
Yes, Mr. Moore.
Just as of this afternoon, a gentleman that lives nearby the construction project here, he had some issues, and he realized he missed the opportunity to input earlier after it was already approved, but he had concerns about where there might be some water runoff toward his property and also the lighting issues that might affect his home at night. So I just wanted to ask Mr. Maxwell if those concerns were taken into account whenever your board approved this action.
They were not addressed directly. Mr. Brandmeier knows in the gallery. If you'd like to speak on it, you're more than welcome to, sir. But these items were not specifically addressed.
Mr. Brandmeier, feel free to speak on this.
Just real quick, we will we'll receive the engineer site plan to the building. I did see a preliminary plan. I think all the other is going to be the road ditch. Those are things that we look at during that.
And also, sir, also on the lighting, would lighting be directed toward his property?
Yes, we have a county-wide ordinance that doesn't allow light to be directed onto the niches. So we will recommend that the light standards are shielded and passed out. That should address
Very good. Thank you very much.
Any additional discussion? We have a motion and a second. Roll call. Motion carries.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the board, resolution Z170019, petition of Artie Decker, co-owner Billy Foster, owner of record by Arden Mortis, applicant requesting a zoning map amendment in order to rezone a 0.35-acre tract of land, R4 single-family residential to B1 limited business district, a variance in order to create a limited business district that is 0.35 acres in size of the instead of the required 1 acre. A special use permit is required in order to operate the bar on site. Another variance because of 18.3 feet from the north property line instead of the required 50 feet, and 13 feet from the west property line instead of the required 50 feet. 12 feet from the south property line instead of the required 20 feet. This is in Namioke Township. All members of the board were in agreement on this, and I move for its adoption.
Do we have a second?
Second. Second.
Any discussion, Mr. Asadorian?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I have no idea what property this is, but just looking at the numbers, I opposed and I sent message to the committee my opposition to the Maryville Road project because it wasn't even close. This is an existing bar already.
So they had to get all the special use permits. That's the only change. That's why the permits are being.
Okay. 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 Thank you.
Any additional questions or discussion?
Could you repeat that?
Yeah, this is currently an existing bar, and it is going through a change of ownership. Hence, whenever they changed the ownership, they had to get the special use permits in order to maintain the current business that it is currently operating in.
Any additional discussion or questions? Hearing none, roll call.
Thank you for explaining that.
Motion carries.
Okay. And finally, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, resolution Z170014, petition of, and I apologize for the mangling of this name, Mehep Dinsagoglu, owner of record requesting a zoning map amendment in order to rezone a half-acre tract of land from B1 limited district to R5 multiple family residential district. A variance in order to create an R5 multiple family residential district that is half-acre in size instead of the required 2 acres in size, and a variance in order to be 12 feet from the east property line instead of the required 20 feet. Now, very similar to the resolution that I presented, that Mr. Pollard presented earlier, a yes vote on this is in agreement with the committee, and the committee agreed or requested that this be denied. So a yes vote is for denial of this special use permit.
Yes, any questions? Mr. Parkinson.
Yeah, I've received numerous phone calls on this issue, and there are residents in that area that concur with what they have proposed. We vote on this.
Mr. Asadorian?
Yes, this being in my county board district, we've had issues at this one particular site over the years, and it seems like any time somebody moves in there, they try and circumvent the rule. They already started working on the property without getting permits. Previous owners did that. It's like they're trying to get around the rule of law. And these residents that have been there for years. It's a planted neighborhood. And to disrupt them over something like this, I want to thank the committee for denying and hope that the entire board agrees with them.
We have Mr. Chapman.
In support of Mr. Parkinson and Mr. Asadorian, I believe there were 92 residents that signed a petition against this, and it clearly does not fit into the established pattern of this neighborhood.
We have a yes, Mr.
Chairman,
Moore.
Just one last comment that if everyone remembers, the first gentleman that spoke this evening was the gentleman who lives next to this property and gave us his firsthand perspective on this, and he did get a petition. I'm in concurrence with my fellow board members on this for denial.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Ms. Hawkins.
This was part of my old district. Those people are hardworking taxpayers, and they just want to keep their area such and safe. Also safe, there seemed to be a parking problem with that addition, and they're worried about little children possibly getting hurt or hit. And I thank the Planning Commission for supporting those people. Thank you.
Thank you. Any additional comments or discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Vote yes. Yes to deny.
We'll throw this thing.
Motion carries. Mr. Maxwell, would you like to bring in the resolution authorizing funding for the Long Lake Outfall Project?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Planning and Development Committee in association with the Finance and Government Operations Committee has one resolution. A resolution to provide $150,000 from fiscal year 17 host fee account for the Long Lake Outfall Project. Approved by all members of the committee, and I move for its adoption.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Nick, you spoke too soon.
Yes, I did.
Motion carries. Mr. Chapman, as chairman of the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee, would you please bring in the property trustee resolution?
Yes, sir. Yes, Mr. Chairman. But before doing so, on behalf of the Property Tax Cycle Committee, I would like to commend and thank Mr. Ezra and the State's Attorney Office for providing us a legal readout on whether the Proposition E tax was in fact valid. Otherwise, there would have been possibly errant tax bills sent out to the public. So it has been placed in abeyance for a year due to their excellent legal opinion. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, I move the property tax resolution unanimously approved by the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee on Tuesday, May 9th, be approved by the Madison County Board.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. McRae is chairman of the Transportation Committee. Would you please bring in an engineering agreement?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board. The Transportation Committee has one item for your consideration tonight, and it is a supplemental preliminary engineering agreement for the Seidler Road project in Madison County. It's been reviewed by the all members of the Transportation Committee, and I make a motion for its approval.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Are we getting close to finishing Seidler Road?
No.
Motion carries. I would like to now go to appointment 6C, where County Board Member Helen Hawkins is recommended.
I'll make that motion.
We have a second. Any discussion?
Are we going to have?
This is a motion. This is a motion to appoint Helen Hawkins to the as a commissioner of the Metro East Sanitary District. I would just like to say this is a rather historic moment for the board, for Madison County, for Helen, and any additional discussion? Yes, Ms. Champoli.
I assume this means that Helen won't be able to serve on the Madison County Board anymore. And I just want to say that it's a pleasure to work with you, Helen. I know this has been a dream of yours. I welcome I'm glad you got what you would like, and I think you'll do good things down there. I know this is a passion of yours and has been for many, many years. I wish you the best of luck, but we will miss you greatly.
Any additional discussion?
Yes,
Ms. Coon.
Yes, I would also like to agree with what Lisa said. I know Helen has always served really from the bottom of her heart with sincerity, and she's been very sincere in what she's doing. So I'd like to go along with what
Thank you, Ms. Coon. Yes, Mr. Walters.
Yeah, I'd like to wish Helen the best. Helen has been working with people as far back as the 1970s with my father, who at the time was a state representative and was trying to help this get this department going. So, Helen, the best of luck to you.
Go get him, Miss Helen.
Okay.
Can I?
Thank you. Yes, Miss Hawkins?
Yes, you know, we strive to make things better. In the 60s and in the 70s, I worked hard with Louis Witzel, who was our county board member at that time. He wanted to be making things better with the old Eastside Levy District that was conducted in St. Clair County. We worked diligently, and I got put on the governor's committee with the recommendation of my county board member, Louis Witzel, and there we did make changes. We've come a long way. We're a lot better than we were in the 60s and early 70s, and we got a little ways to go. And I really appreciate this opportunity to serve my passion. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hawkins. If I would just, I would like to call for a voice vote on this. And all in favor of Helen being appointed
aye.
To the...
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Congratulations, Helen. I will say that... Thank you. I'm generally against hugging in the county, but I would welcome everyone to give Helen a hug this evening. And we're not done congratulating Helen. We'll be doing more of that at the next county board meeting. Thank you very much. I would now like to go to new business. And Mr. Chapman, if you could please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I'm raising the issue of video gaming at Illinois racetracks this evening during new business, and a resolution in support of Illinois Senate Bill 7, SB 0007, to allow electronic gaming at Illinois racetracks. Whereas the Illinois State Senate is considering a bill known as Senate Bill 7 that would amend the Illinois Horse Racing Act of 1975 in order to allow electronic gaming, including but not limited to video poker, video slots, and historical racing machines at racetracks within the state of Illinois, and whereas the establishment of combined racetracks and casinos in surrounding states, including Iowa and Indiana, have hurt the horse racing industry in Illinois, and whereas the Madison County Board feels that the proposed amendments would be economically beneficial to local Fairmont Park racetrack, which has been operating in Collinsville since 1925 and is the only racetrack serving Illinois outside the Chicago region, and whereas the Madison County Board feels that the proposed amendments would be economically beneficial to state and local taxing bodies and school districts, and whereas the Madison County Board feels that to allow electronic gaming, including but not limited to video poker, video slots, and historical racing machines at horse tracks would facilitate the continued success of Fairmont Park Racetrack, allowing them to serve citizens of the greater Metro East for decades to come. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the County Board of Madison County, Illinois, that this resolution is approved and shall be effective immediately upon its adoption. It would mean that we would have 1,500 jobs maintained in Collinsville and in Madison County, including many minorities and females. $25,000 in taxes go to Collinsville from the track. Over $80,000 in taxes go to Madison County. They pay $250,000 in property taxes to the county, and over $600,000 in taxes and fees to the state of Illinois. It would be catastrophic for the Madison County economy and for the economy of Collinsville to lose this racetrack.
Thank you, Mr. Chapman. Any discussion or questions? Yes, Mr. Walters.
This bill just passed out of the Senate today, 33 to 24, so it's over to the House, which if you don't understand what's going on in the House, they have till Friday because this will have to be assigned to a committee and they have to have it out by this Friday. Hopefully they move, but things don't move that quickly up in Springfield. But I just wanted to give an update on what's going on with the bill.
So thank then would the if we pass the resolution, would that then, should we then send it to the House and not the Senate?
The Senate passed it.
Right. I mean, it was my understanding it was going to go to the Senate as us supporting this.
Yeah, I would advise that we send it to the Senate and the House.
Okay.
Because the House is going to be the ones that are going to need to vote on it. I mean, if you, best would be to call most likely Representative Beiser, Stewart, Hoffman, and talk to them about it.
This came on as new business this evening, so I don't believe we can vote on it as a county board, but it is, if you do agree with Mr. Chapman, I would encourage you to call your legislatures. And yes, any other discussion?
Just one more thing. Senator, one of the senators made a motion that this bill is not effective unless Senate bills 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, and 16 pass. That's okay. Kind of a way of saying,
thank
yeah,
you,
I'm
going to
vote
Walters.
For it, but it's not going to pass.
Thank you, Mr. Walters. Yes, Mr. Chapman.
Also, along this issue of video gaming, I would also propose to the county board that we look very carefully through our legal resources to see if, in fact, it is true, as I've been led to understand by someone in Springfield, that Madison County might be able, in working with the municipality of Collinsville, to approve certain amount of machines at Fairmont Park. If this is true, I would hope that the board and that the administration would move expeditiously, as the financial situation at Fairmont Park is not going as how we would like.
It's my understanding, Mr. Chairman, if they have a liquor license, they're entitled to X number of machines if they apply for it. Is that correct?
That's the discussion between, I would think, if they have a liquor license at the Fairmont Park racetrack, it's a discussion between them and the Illinois Gaming Board.
Mr. Asadorian, the bill that was passed specifically did not allow it to go to racetracks, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yes. Any further?
So will this come up on the agenda then for the next meeting?
Yes, we're planning to do
okay,
that.
Thank
correct.
You.
Yes. Any additional discussion?
I have something, Mr.
Yes.
Chairman. I was curious. I know that the appointment of Kristen Pichard as Community Development Administrator had been approved. I've recently got some phone calls and heard that she is also now in charge of the Madison County Employment and Training. I just want to know how being in charge of both of those is going to work for her and for the people in the departments, and is there going to be any extra salary included?
Mr. Hume.
Yeah, no extra salary. And that's as of right now. She's overseeing the Employment and Training Department.
Yes.
Is it your intent to, I'm sorry, did you recognize me?
Go ahead.
Thank you. Is it your intent to combine those departments and have her run it?
We're looking at all opportunities to save money and run more efficiently, but we haven't made we haven't made that total decision at this point.
It's my understanding that she's been down there within the recent couple of days letting everybody know that she's now their boss. And has taken phones away from employees and different things. So
she's in charge of that department.
I'm wondering, is this something that was talked about in a committee, or was this just something that we decided to do on our own?
Well, one, I want to caution about getting into any personnel matters, but she's in charge of right now overseeing the Employment and Training Department. And we are looking at ways of cutting administration costs. And I guess that's all I can say.
Very good. Any discussion?
Motion to adjourn.
I just have a question.
Ms. Kuhn?
Yes. I know Chris Sillery did an excellent job, and she resigned. I think she had that plan long before you had taken position. But who is in charge of personnel now? Who's the person?
We have Mr. Thompson, John Thompson, who may be here tonight. He's raising his hand in the back of the room. Mr. Thompson is compliance manager, and I'd invite you to talk to him and also our IT director, Rob Dorman, in terms of what they're doing to expand look at a new payroll software system, which would include a lot more than just payroll software. It would include many more things, and I would invite you to talk to Mr. Thompson this evening.
So is that the person, if I want to ask the question, who's in charge of this department?
Yes.
Since things are switching around, that's who I would talk to.
Yes, Mr. John Thompson.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Asadorian.
Going back to the previous discussion, evidently the union is under the opinion that both departments have already been merged.
I can't speak for the union's opinion. Any additional?
No, but I mean, this is what
I don't know if that's true, Mr. Asadorian.
You don't know if
I don't know what
the
union's opinion is.
Departments have been merged, or
I don't believe they've been merged. No, I do not.
Are you saying they haven't, or you don't believe they have?
We are, Mr. Hume.
Yeah, employment training is currently being overseen by Kristen Pichard.
So they're merged.
Well, yeah, she's looking at them. She's overseeing them.
So they're merged.
And currently, she's in charge of them, Mr. Parkinson.
So they are
she's
merged.
In charge of those employees. And we previously had a director of employment training. We're not confident that we need another director of employment training earning $100,000. So it's something that we're looking at, particularly to save money.
Mr. Wesley.
Have the departments been merged officially?
Mr. Wesley is chairman of the personnel committee. Mr. Wesley?
As I understand it, they are two different departments, and she is overseeing both departments at this time.
Yes. Any additional questions? I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Have a good evening.